Today is August 25th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Stripe's $7.5 billion acquisition of OpenRouter, the stealth model that scored 80% on a rigged benchmark and 58.4% on the real one, and a tooling layer called Composio that's quietly solving the context window tax on enterprise AI agents. Let's start with the number that should actually be on your board deck this quarter. Stripe just paid $7.5 billion for OpenRouter. That's 5.8 times what OpenRouter was valued at just one quarter earlier. Sit with that multiple for a second. This isn't a company that shipped a breakthrough model. OpenRouter doesn't train anything. What it does is route and meter traffic across other people's models. And Stripe, a payments company, just decided that the routing and metering layer is worth almost 6 times more in 90 days than it was before. Here's the strategic read. For the last 2 years, the industry narrative has been about which lab has the best model. Stripe's bet says that's the wrong question. The durable moat isn't the model weights. Those get commoditized every few months, when the next lab ships something faster or cheaper. The moat is the infrastructure that sits between your business and every model on the market, deciding which one handles which request, at what price, with what data guarantees. OpenAI validated the same thesis from the other direction this week by open-sourcing its Codex execution harness under Apache 2.0. When the model maker itself decides the orchestration layer is worth giving away for free, that's a signal the real competitive battleground has moved up a layer. The strategic play for your board is this. Stop asking procurement to lock into one model vendor and start asking whether your orchestration and routing layer is defensible, metered, and auditable, because that's where the next acquisition premium is going to land, not in whichever chatbot wins this month's leaderboard. Now, about those leaderboards, because this week gave us a textbook case study in why you should never take a headline benchmark score into a boardroom without checking the fine print. An unbranded model calling itself StealthOX Alpha showed up on OpenRouter and OpenCode on August 20th, offering free inference at a claimed 100 trillion tokens per day. For context, that's roughly 100 times Visa's entire monthly AI token burn, being given away for nothing by a vendor that wouldn't put its name on the release. Zero attribution. Fingerprinting analysis, tokenizer signatures, response timing offsets, even emoji rate, points with contested confidence to Jipu AI's unreleased GLM 5.x multimodal line, showing up just 6 days after Jipu had publicly shipped GLM 5.3 as text only. And here's the pattern worth flagging for your competitive intelligence team. This is the 6th unclaimed stealth release in 6 months, and the prior 5 all turned out to be Chinese labs. Jipu, Xiaomi, Ant Group, Minimax, using the open developer community as a free, unpaid stress test before they slap a brand name on the finished product. But the headline that actually traveled 80% on a coding benchmark, beating every named frontier model, is where this gets instructive. That 80% came from a 10-task cherry-picked subset. When independent testers ran the full 113-task suite, the resolved rate dropped to 58.4%. That's the number that should anchor any internal business case, not the marketing headline. For comparison, GPT 5.6 Sol, Claude Fable 5, GLM 5.3, and Grok 4.6 all score in the 52-65% range on that same full suite, and all of them score 96.0-96.4% on SWE Bench Verified, the benchmark everyone actually quotes publicly. The gap between the benchmark you see in a press release and the benchmark that reflects real-world task completion is enormous, and it's not accidental. It's the difference between a curated highlight reel and a full performance review. There's a second wrinkle that matters more for risk teams than for engineering teams, the context window. This model claims a 1 million token window, but independent needle and haystack testing found retrieval reliably succeeding only up to around 934,000 tokens, with failures appearing above roughly 1.005 million. So the advertised ceiling and the operational ceiling are not the same number, and if your teams are building on the advertised number, you're building on a number that doesn't hold at the edges. More importantly, though, this thing is already in production. Despite having zero brand, zero SLA, and zero vendor accountability, it's already routed into Cursor, Zed, and OpenRouter's catalogs because free and fast wins developer adoption long before anyone checks the fine print. That's the adoption curve your risk committee needs to see clearly. Usage is scaling faster than governance can catch up. And the governance detail that actually matters here is data handling. OpenRouter's default terms for this stealth model permit the provider to use submitted content for training and evaluation. OpenCode's root, by contrast, states zero data retention. Same model, two pipes, two very different risk profiles. If anyone on your team is routing proprietary code through this thing, the instruction is simple. Force every request through the zero retention endpoint, never the default one. That's not a technical nuance. That's the difference between a stress test and a data leak. Last piece, and it's the one with the fastest, cleanest ROI story of the three. A tool called Composio is drawing attention as a connector layer that sits between AI assistants, Claude, Codex, Grok, and more than 1,000 business applications. The comparison that matters, Claude's native Gmail connector exposes 27 tool calls and can't even send an email. Composio's version exposes 63 tool calls, a 133% increase in functional coverage, and adds multi-account support that Claude simply doesn't have natively. The part your finance team will care about is the token economics. Every unused tool definition loads into the context window of every single chat, whether it's used or not. The creator cites roughly 10,000 tokens burned by inactive connectors in a single conversation. If your organization has 30 to 50 individual MCP integrations scattered across teams, consolidating them into one routed connection isn't a nice to have. It's a direct, measurable reduction in the token bill you're paying on every single interaction. Pricing is a free tier of 100,000 tool calls per month for three team members, then $29 per month. Beyond that, though, as always with fast-moving tooling vendors, verify current terms before you write it into a contract. So here's the risk and opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing. The opportunity is that infrastructure, routing, metering, connector consolidation is where the real defensible value is accumulating right now, and Stripe just paid a 5.8 times premium to prove it. The risk is that the benchmark scores driving procurement decisions across the industry are increasingly theatrical, and the model with the loudest headline number this week resolves barely more than half its real-world tasks and comes with a training data policy your legal team hasn't reviewed. The board-level takeaway is the same for both. Verify the full benchmark, not the cherry-picked one, and invest in the orchestration layer, not the logo on the model. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.